Local state legislators pushed through a bill to fund creation of an interior veteran cemetery in 2011, but the project remains in the planning stage due to trouble finding suitable state land for it. Alaska Department of Military and Veterans Affairs Commissioner Major General Thomas Katkis says the state is looking for a 300-acre site.
Getting an RFP out for looking to acquire land. And once we get the land acquired and get that in state's hands, then we'll go forward. We've already also have a company that we've hired in order to submit all of the necessary paperwork so there's no bumps in the road on any submissions. So we're moving along very rapidly on that.
General Katkis says the new interior veteran cemetery will have to meet the same specifications applied to the nation's most prominent military cemetery in Washington, D.C.
Equivalent to Arlington Cemetery. So you'll see a cemetery with headstones absolutely arrayed. You'll have crypt burial, so we'll be able to bury winter or summer. And each burial plot can contain three members. So a spouse, a child, and the member themselves. So every bit as quality and standard that you would see in Arlington Cemetery.
The Interior Veteran Cemetery was originally going to be set on an existing parcel of state land, but no suitable sites are available. Katkis says the strict military standards eliminated an initially proposed location just north of Fairbanks near the community of Fox.
We had coordinated with the Department of Natural Resources, and we had a great piece of property. It had birch trees on it. It was just an excellent piece, but there was permafrost. And so that would have put in disarray all those very aligned headstones and all the other things that have very meticulous. Permafrost would have had that all over the map. So we need very stable ground. We need a fairly expansive ground because it's going to be there for eternity.
General Katkis says some new potential sites will be reviewed during the upcoming request for proposal process. State legislators approved another $2 million for the Veteran Cemetery project this past session to accommodate the cost of land purchase. Past appropriations include $1 million from the state and $7 million from the federal government. The project schedule calls for location identification and planning this year and construction in 2014. For KUAC News in Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.